This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Migrants seeking asylum here in the United States apparently will have their case heard in a timely manner based on a court ruling. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Peckman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they return to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump administration on Tuesday gave up on its plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. This means the U.S. Census Bureau can now start printing forms to be sent out to more than 100 million Americans. The census is important because it determines how many congressional seats are assigned to each state and how hundreds of billions of dollars in federal money is distributed. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 last week against the administration's request for a citizenship question on the census, saying it did not meet the standards for a clear explanation for why the administration wanted to take such actions. And 6 people died and more than 20 went missing after a small coastal dam burst in India's Maharashtra state due to monsoon rains that have caused havoc in the country's western region. It was the latest disaster to hit the state, where the death toll due to the unprecedented heavy rains in recent days has now climbed to 35. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A Libyan health official says an airstrike late on Tuesday hit a detention center for mainly African migrants outside the capital, Tripoli, killing at least 40 people and wounding 80 others. Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army of a rival government led by General Khalifa Haftar has been raging for months in Tripoli suburbs with little progress made. The LNA denies responsibility for Tuesday's airstrike, blaming what it calls pro-government militias. Controversy seems to be swirling around this year's July 4th Independence Day festivities here in Washington. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It reads like a promotional poster. The president tweeting incredible flyovers and biggest ever fireworks at an event billed as honoring the military. But there are concerns the president will twist what's usually a nonpartisan birthday celebration. The White House is pushing back, saying he'll deliver a patriotic speech at the Lincoln Memorial.
I'm not going to allow you to politicize it.
At the same time, top advisor Kellyanne Conway says he'll cover other topics.
The success of this administration in opening up so many jobs for individuals, what we've done for veterans.
Some troops worry they'll be seen as political props. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believe it is the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. We get more on the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
I should say what we were doing in the 70s.
We don't have that story for you. We apologize right now. Meantime, the White House downplaying President Trump's concession to allow sales of some computer chips to China's Weihua Technologies company, saying the telecommunications giant remained blocked because of national security concerns, from buying parts to produce its newest 5G smartphones. Washington had put Huawei on an export blacklist in May, citing national security concerns related to its technology for the company's 5G fifth-generation smart devices. Huawei's founder said that Trump's agreement with Chinese President Xi Jinping to relax a ban on U.S. sales to Huawei would have not had much impact on the company's business. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
The 0-8-1. All the hits and more. The